For KUER News, I'm Andrea Smartin. A Utah company that specializes in after-school science and technology courses is offering a new class, but this one is just for girls. Zaniac starts its new gender-specific computer programming class today. It will include the same material as traditional Zaniac programs, but will be taught by female instructors and only available to girls. Joining me in studio is the company's president, Siddharth Oberoi. I know Zaniac is pretty new, but what have you seen so far in terms of gender balance in your classes?
So Zaniac launched 3 years ago. We're currently in our third year of operation, our second year of really offering courses to students nationwide. But our gender balance on site that we see right now is astonishing. To me, it didn't seem as pervasive until I ran the numbers and saw that men outnumber females in the classroom about 3-1. And it's even more staggering when we look at the workforce or look at colleges and see individuals specializing in these fields. So at Zaniac, there are 3 men for every 1 woman in a classroom.
In this case, boys for girls.
Boys and girls, yes.
Is that what prompted you to want to start offering something specially for girls?
Absolutely. The more studies that I see out there, it's just astonishing to me that we don't have more things like this available for girls to pursue these types of avenues. I mean, for me, I see so many people within my own life. I have so many of my friends that are females that are actively majoring in STEM fields or becoming doctors, etc. And to me, it didn't seem as that big of a problem just because I'm surrounded by amazing women. But when I really hone into it, I recognize that society at a larger scale does have this problem, and it's something that we need to address right away, and that's why it's so necessary to address these problems at a young age.
We know that females lag behind males in the STEM fields and entrepreneurship. What do we know about the reasons for this?
What we recognize is there's just not a lot of emphasis or attention brought to girls being in science, technology, engineering, or math. And oftentimes they're not motivated or exposed to these fields until they reach high school or college. And what we think at Zaniac is that they need to get to these fields and have exposure to them at a younger age. So we get kids started right away. We start them off in kindergarten and work with them up to 8th grade. So when they're entering high school, they have a lot of exposure working with computers, robots, 3D printing, and a multitude of other things that they should be exposed to but aren't necessarily due to the education system that we have today.
So why did you decide to give girls their own class with female instructors? What's the thinking behind this approach?
What we recognize is that in the classroom, oftentimes females need a strong female role model in the classroom, and we recognize that they resonate a lot better. They feel less intimidated by their peers, and they just feel much more at home and comfortable when they're learning from a female instructor and when they're situated with more female peers.
I was looking at your website. Many of the instructors are young people themselves in college, even high school. Is that by design?
That is absolutely by design. We recognize that students at a younger age can be wonderful role models for our students in the classroom. So we primarily employ honors high school students and college students that are specializing in these fields of science, technology, engineering, and math, because these are individuals that K-8 students can look up to and strive to be in the future. So they're not only providing the exposure to them of these subjects themselves, but they're providing additional outlets of, hey, this is the real world application, or this is what I'm doing in my college class today, or this is a job that I'm applying to in the future. So having someone that you can really look up to molds your impression of what the field itself offers. Oftentimes, our only outlet to what STEM means is what we see on TV. This is what a doctor looks like. This is what it means to be an electrical engineer. And they're often very stereotypical. If you look at different shows that exist, individuals are considered nerdy. So we try and find the rambunctious people that are in these fields that are more social, extroverted, and can really get these kids excited about what they're passionate about.
What are you hoping the girls in this first crew, what do you want them to get out of the course?
I want them to recognize that they also have the skills that are necessary to be a computer programmer in the future. So Just for Girls is starting with computer programming, but we'll also start unveiling that to our other courses, Lego robotics, Minecraft, 3D printing, etc. What I hope to take away with computer programming is that they feel confident about their futures and confident that if they so choose to pursue a career in computer programming, that they are able to do so.
And as a business, might you be filling a niche that's not been done before?
I mean, that's ideally what we're hoping, right? We're hoping not only to fill this niche of science, technology, engineering, math being really, really important on a national scale, but there is this specialized niche of women in STEM that we're hoping to fulfill as well.
Siddharth Oberoi is the president of Zaniac, which is currently accepting new students in their girls-only computer programming class. Thank you very much.
Thank you.